Okay, so we'd like to chazer Rez Hashem, the 10th packet in Raisan's Tarovis Shir, which is Ti'ima B'Isurim, Tasting Dvarim Asurim. So I made a little outline here, again, because we don't have working markers. So I just made the outline, and you can follow along. It's just a mascara, you know, I write every word. So basically three parts to the Shir. The first part was that astira gavi ti'ima. There's astira, ostensibly astira, regarding what the halacha of ti'ima tasting is there is. What is astira? So A versus B. A is the bach in Simon Tzadivav, quoted the drisha in Tzadiches. And it's basically that there, based on the Gemara in Kulan Kofir Aleph, which I put in parentheses, that was regarding a ka'ara, a plate that you salted meat on. Right, and it didn't have holes in it, so now you don't know if there's a bli of dam. You don't know if there's a bli of dam in this kli, and you put hot meat on it. So you're not allowed to eat the meat to see whether there's the dam in there, because you're not allowed to taste the iser. So because if it has the bli of the dam, that'd be iser. So basically, from there, we see the Gemara talks about an Isser of Te'ima. And the Marashal learns from there, and this is all quoted in the Bach and the Drisha. They bring down this Marashal, who therefore says that when you buy a piece of meat from the butcher and you don't know whether it was salted or not, you cannot taste it to verify it. They also quote a Rivash about it, but it's that same Shita that is an Isser Te'ima. You're not allowed to taste something if it's us. Fine, but how does that stem with the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea and Siman Mem Beis, which quotes, I think, from a Bahag, I remember thinking Bahag, that the halacha there is from the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch passes that way, that if you shecht an animal and you see it's missing the mara, the gallbladder, so then it would be a treifa, but maybe it was really there and it got disintegrated because someone had a gallbladder, right? So what could you do? So the suggestion or the option that's given by the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Torah and the Bahag, is that be toim that area in the animal and see if it tastes very bitter. And if it tastes bitter, that's a raya that the mara, the gallbladder, was really there and it just got disintegrated in, and that's why it has that bitter taste, because that's the remnants of this disintegrated gallbladder. So you see here that there's a chash iser, because if it didn't have a gallbladder, then it's treif, and I'm verifying it through te'ima. So you see that te'ima is okay. So I don't understand. Here, by the missing gallbladder, right, I have a shaila whether it's a treif or not a treif. If it had a gallbladder, then it's disintegrated, it's kosher. If it didn't have a gallbladder, it's a treif. So what can I do? Te'ima. Iva, how does that stem with what we said earlier from the Marshal, that if I have blood, if I have meat, and I don't know whether it was nimlach or not nimlach, can't taste it. You're not allowed to taste it to see whether it's bloody or not. So that seems to be a stira. Right? We're all good on the stira?
Yeah.
So this stira is picked up on the Nosei Kelim on the page. So we have the, in the B, I wrote the Tirutzim. So the Shach and Sifkot and Dalad. This is in Mem Beis, the Shulchan Aruch Siman right before Mem Beis, the Shach Sifkot Dalad. He says that the reason, really, it's Aser. Really, B'derach Klal, Tima is Aser. The case of Mara is different. Because the case of the gallbladder, it's a milsa de lo shchicha sheteh ha-mara netula. It's very, very, very uncommon. It's not shchiach that the animal should be walking around living without a gallbladder. It's a milsa lo shchicha, and it's karav levadai that you're going to taste the bitterness. So because there's an overwhelming rove in this case that you will, so that gives the person the heter to take the plunge and taste it, because there's so much on his side that it's going to be kosher, as opposed to a regular iser, which is just kind of 50-50. You buy the meat from the butcher, you don't know, so could be yes, could be not. So we're not going to give a heter to be tasting there. Only when you have under the muchach, a big robe, that would be machria. So basically, it's aser, mara is different. This taz is in tzadi ches beis, which is our halachos here in Tarobas. So the taz here quotes that stira, and he gives a different teretz. He says there's two types of tasting in the world. There's tasting just by looking it with your tongue, and then there's tasting that certain things, to get the taste, you have to really do an achila, and you have to really maybe swallow it. So he says, so ti'imah beloshon luchud, that's mutter, b'makom safik. When you have a safik, not if you know it's vada, you can't just taste this for the sake of tasting this. If you have a safik, so for a safik, we'll let you do a ti'imah beloshon, but we will not let you do an achila. So, by the Mara case, it would be enough to be toim with your lashon, and you'd get the facts that way. Meaning, it would be clear enough just by looking it. But by the case of the basar shelo nimlach, you wouldn't really get the information you need about whether it's nimlach or not, unless you get more of a substantive achila, and that's why it's also.
It's swallowing or chewing.
Yeah, it's a little unclear where to put. What? Right. Right, meaning put it in your mouth. If I'm not mistaken, it was a... I think people have written on this. Right, so maybe chewing. Maybe chewing also, I guess. I don't know exactly where to put that.
Is he saying that's the rice on, there's nothing, or...
What?
That you need to chew completely for it.
I don't think it's also. I don't think it's deraisa unless you swallow. Mm-hmm. Like the Rivash said, the isr is what's the isr team? Because you're going to swallow. So it's an isr derabanan to be toim because. Yeah, but I think they're all. I don't think they're. I don't think he. Wait, he. I don't remember. The Taz says also deraisa to be toim.
He didn't say. He just said there's an explanation.
No, I think. I don't think it's. I think it's usr. I think because the Rivash. They all similar to Rivash because the Rivash is quoted in that Bach. The same Bach that everyone's quoting for this quotes the Mashal and he quotes the Rivash.
Yeah, I think, but the way he describes the Taz describes it, it's like Tima de Achila Mamish.
Right.
It makes it sound like you're swallowing.
He's not swallowing, but he contrasts that with Tima Balash and Lachud.
Yeah.
And this in between category that you're raising of like chewing, he doesn't really. It's pusher to the Taz, that's in one way or not the other.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like feel the necessity to tell us that.
Yeah.
I assumed. I could be wrong, you could tell me wrong, that the chewing was in the category of, that swallowing was like, you know, that's the isser, and then everything less is...
Yeah, the Taz, when he's saying, he's referring not to the tasting the blood, if it's salted or not, he's referring to basar b'chalav, to the...
Okay, that's why it's here, but that's the same...
He might be allowing... Okay, to taste it.
But I think he makes the point that there it says toim v'lashono. By the Mara it says toim v'lashono. Right, that's the thing. They also say l'shono. So you have to say that that's a shtickle probably loved alfish. You're right. It does say l'shono by both, but he is more misyaches. I don't know how much he's misyaches to that Bach. He's more misyaches to the Mara case. The Mara case verse, our halachas here about being, you know, timas kveila and all that, or timas, or stam t'ima. So he talks about t'ima. So that's what right. So but that's his chiluk. So you have to like kind of lav dafka. I think the lashon by the Bach and the Drisha. So I think that's what he's. It could be that apisvara he thinks this is a mustaber thing and that. The Malkum Safik, he says. You're not sure, Tima Balashon is mutter. But Achila Mamish is Tima Vachila, that's Aser. And Mistama, I would just assume that because there's less of a crash, you can swallow it if you just look at, you know, where does the chewing come in? I don't know, you're going to have to make a judgment call on that. I don't remember. It could be that I've seen people write about it, but I'm not remembering right now. I have to see if Madonna actually deals with it. Okay, but anyway. Next Indian, Nemanos Agoy. So Nemanos Agoy, Mitzvah Tumo, we really dealt with last time.
Right.
That was last time. But this time, he added in a new shita, which is applicable. And that is the shita of the place. That's why I wrote A, B, C, D, and B, C, and D, I just hazard over from last time, just so you'll have it in one place. I should have put place C there, but I didn't do it yet, so I didn't want to put it there. But the place C is when he has a chedesh. He says like this, Tzi'ima is an Issa D'Rabbanan. So what do we know? We know that we're allowed, Ayin Shem last time shir, you're allowed to be somech on a goy, Mitzach Lepitumo for an Issa D'Rabbanan. So he says, when the goy says that he doesn't taste any Isra, I'm being somech on him to do an Isra Drabana of Te'ima. Once I put it in my mouth, and now I myself see that it doesn't have the time of the Isura, my swallowing, which is the Isra Deraisa, is based on my own Nemonis. And I'm allowed to rely on my own Nemonis for a Din Deraisa Ksam Yisra. So I'm really only relying on the Goy for a Din Drabana. Nisiach Lefitumo is Nemon for Din Drabana, and Din Drabana here is Te'ima. So he's machalik between the te'ima versus the swallowing.
He just said that basar v'chalav, I won't. Te'ima is not enough.
Well, that's what
I have to actually chew it.
Okay, so either chewing is, he's assuming that you'll get that you'll get enough with the chewing, and he's probably assuming chewing is whatever, putting it in your mouth, whatever. Okay. So that's his hanocha. Maybe the Taz would disagree that you need to swallow, but that's what the place is saying. But it's a chaf. It's a chaf that I'm really only relying on the guy for, and it's the Rabbanan Te'ima. And now I just chaz it over so you'll have it in one place. The other sheet is by, from last time, Shir HaKodim on before, that you had the Shach and the Prichadosh and the guy involved in David the Gluye Svara.
Right.
And the Taz, his Havamina was the Isra vs. Edus
right.
thing, and the Shumas Adeshan, Tejisam Echanrashi. Okay, that's just the chazor from last time to put it, so you won't have to place it here and them there. So mm-hmm. one place. Okay, and then the third Indian was Te'imas Yisrael v'shogeg. If accidentally Yisrael tasted it, what's the halacha? And this is no gay. I put in parentheses here for a couple of Indianim. Number one, Hakshar Kalim. Right, the Jew tastes it accidentally and says, "I didn't taste any yisr here." Right, so do I believe him? Do I need to be Machshav the Kalim? Or do I not need to be Machshav the Kalim? Or what about if there's still some left over? Am I allowed to eat the leftovers? Right? So I wrote here, Hakshar Kalim, Achila Sanosar. You know, what's the halacha there? So we had two basic makoros he brought in this. One was the Marasham. Each one was a whole maisa. But I just, the bottom line. The bottom line of the Marasham is that when it says a rabbim, when it's a chasra, right? You have a lot of people there. Some simcha. And something was served, and accidentally, you don't know, something fell in, I don't know, there was no same time, not no same time, maybe there wasn't shishim, but I don't know, and everyone ate it, and no one said that they tasted anything off, right? So, when it comes to a rabbim, there is a nem on us, and you don't say, milsa del rami alo adaita. You don't say that since they weren't focusing on it, it slipped by and they didn't notice it. It went by unnoticed since they weren't focused on it. You say that by a yachid, but by a rabbim, it's not shayach that 200 people ate, 100 people ate, whatever a rabbim is to you, everyone's eating it, and someone would have picked up on it if it was there. So if it's an some marsham endorses that based on a shurama.
In that case, the marsham shayla. The guy who took it out of the milchik small, he had intention to actually taste it.
Okay.
And he said, it's okay. That, we believe him. Not to taste milk, but just
the marsham or the marsham?
The first okay. one.
I remember his, okay. I know his case was, it was served to like a whole Kalbani Ha'ir. It was like.
No. That's
his case he gave with the Yachid, and then he quoted.
That's what he quoted.
Someone who's Rabban.
Yeah.
I said Yachid.
Okay, but that's.
One of the cases, he was Mekel.
Right, they quote from the Ramah, if I'm not mistaken. So that's the takeaway that's the nakuda that we get out. That the Marasham, meaning his case was a Yachvan, but so he's asked in that case. But the Yisod Hadavar is that by a Yachid, we'll say Milsa L'Rami Al Nafshav L'Adaita, and therefore you can't be so Mechanim. But by a Rabbim, yeah, I'm saying, if you're intentionally focusing on it,
yeah.
I don't know everyone who would argue. I mean, Yisrael tasted it, and he said...
No, but focusing on taste, not the taste, the taste.
What?
He He gives a case where someone's tasting chong as opposed to eating chong.
Okay.
He says you can make a word and they're tasting it.
Yeah, okay.
They didn't know there was this, right? They might taste
it. Okay. Okay, right. I'm saying if a guy knows, then that lechora would be pashet. And by it's kind of just by rabbim, even though they weren't focusing on it, it's still okay because it's not shayach that so many people would have missed it. Someone would have, you know, commented to his friend, you know, oh, how, you know. So that's the marsham's kula, and the marshag has a bigger kula. The Marashak says, even by a yachid is Naman. The Jew eats something. And then you go to him and you say, oh, you ate that? Don't you know it's an Israfelin? And the guy's like, I didn't taste any milk in this challenge. Right? So he's Naman. Even though he's a yachid, and he wasn't focusing on it. Why? So number one, he says, I wrote a little bit in shorthand, because the var of Tam Ke'ikr, based on the Rashba, right, is Nikar Ha'Isr. And nikar iser means nikar to a stam b'nei adam that doesn't know. Nikar means I eat it without any special kavanos or focus. Right. I eat it, and am I margish it or am I not margish it? So, therefore, if the milk fell into the chalant, and the guy didn't realize, and he eats the flesh of chalant, and then someone comes and says, oh, don't you know milk fell into the chalant? And he says, I ate half the bowl already, and I didn't taste anything. He's allowed to continue eating the rest. And you don't have to kasha the pot.
We don't need Rami Adat.
Right. You don't say Masal Rami Alay for this because the definition, says the Marashag, the definition of Tam Ki Iker, Nikar Iser, is Nikar to a stam person who's right, just eating something.
We had the issue of if a goy is Ne'eman to be Machmer. He didn't pass.
Okay, we'll stop this.
Okay, sure.
What do I put?